For at least 10 years, elected leaders spent more money than the city made. Benton Harbor owed money to its pension fund, its suppliers, the library, and the IRS, just to name a few. The state saw that eventually that spending and borrowing would lead to bankruptcy, and one city's bankruptcy would cause major damage to the state's credit rating. Saginaw City Manager Darnell Early was part of the team that determined in the spring of 2010 that Benton Harbor needed an emergency financial manager. He points out 15 different managers ran the city over 20 years.
What happens that, as a result of that is that things continue to get worse as opposed to getting better. So the stability is key to making sure that things get done.
Emergency manager Joe Harris has been running Benton Harbor for almost 2 years. This fiscal year, he expects to balance the city's budget. Harris has paid back vendors and the IRS. He's combined Benton Harbor's police and fire departments. He has new contracts in place for most of the city's workers. And for the past couple of months, Harris has been talking about leaving.
I believe that 3 or 4 months from now, my tour will be over. But it could be through the end of the fiscal year, for all I know.
State law only requires Harris to adopt and implement a 2-year budget with employee contracts. Then Harris could declare the financial emergency over if the state treasurer agrees. Elected officials don't know exactly when that'll happen, but they're getting ready anyway.
You know, the first step is to bring people together.
That's Benton Harbor's new mayor, James Hightower. His mission of bringing city leaders together began with breakfast. Bacon, eggs, and cheese kicked off a recent day-long city commission retreat at Benton Harbor's only remaining sit-down restaurant, appropriately named The Ideal Place. They listened to hours of lectures on the importance of strategic planning and setting goals. They got a lot of advice from Darnell Early, Saginaw city manager, and one of the guys who helped decide the state needed to take over Benton Harbor.
Now, you can do one of two things. You can take and build on the successes working as a team, or you can do like they did in Flint.
Flint is under the control of an emergency manager for the second time in the last 10 years. A state review found city leaders were not following plans to eliminate the city's deficit and were frequently short of cash. Benton Harbor City Commissioner Juanita Henry says no one wants to see that happen here.
I tell them to pray and give time, a little time, and everything will be open. We got a new set of commissioners, thank God, and it's a new day in Benton Harbor.
But even if the emergency manager does leave sometime this year, residents still face some of the same problems they have for decades. The average resident makes around $10,000 a year. Benton Harbor High School has a graduation rate below 70%, and race relations between the city and neighboring St. Joseph are still tense. With all that going on, Mayor Hightower knows it'll be tough for elected leaders to stay focused on the budget.
I'm hoping that the community will put pressure on individuals. It's kind of hard. It's really very difficult to push against progress, positive progress. So that's my hope.
After decades of mismanagement, it's going to take a while for residents and neighboring communities to trust elected leaders in Benton Harbor. In Benton Harbor, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.